Hi y'all. So I'm out, I'm dressed, I'm ready, and I'm going to UPS get some forms documented, and I think I'm gonna go out and take care of some other things, y'all. It feels good to kind of, you know, venture out. I want to kind of elaborate on a comment that one of my subscribers said. My subscriber said, Jamal need to sit down. And Jamal Bryan, that's all we're asking you to do. We're just asking you, baby, to kind of sit down and take a break, you know, and just, you know, lay on your face and pray. You know, it's many of my brothers out here. They are called. They have a good message for us. And, you know, and a lot of temptation have came about. Y'all, there are a lot of temptations out here, you know. And so, you know, if you allow temptation to overtake you, if you're a leader and, you know, and just, you know, and you realize that you're walking in the wrong direction, go ahead and sit down. You know, I'm not out here trying to celebrate his downfall or anything like that. We're not out to try to take your place, you know, because when you ask a leader to sit down, I ain't even get my behind across the street yet. When you ask a leader to sit down, I don't know what, honey, what they thinking. I don't know if they think we trying to take their positions or what. You know, I don't know what's going on, but let me get my butt across this street. Let me get across this street with this camera in my head, y'all. Got this camera in my head. Oh, yeah, no. I'm going to go and get some more hair to go with this. I'm going to go to the hair store and get some more hair to go with this because I want to be like high. I told y'all I like wild hair, y'all. Okay, I'm a wild woman and I like wild hair. But anyway, no, Jamal Bryan, we love you. We appreciate you. You know, you have done some good things, baby, but it's just time for you to, baby, you got to sit down, honey. You, baby, honey, I'm gonna tell you something, what I know. If you don't sit down, somebody gonna make you. If somebody make you, it's gonna be worse. If somebody make you, it's gonna be worse. That's why I said, you know, y'all, look, let us practice doing the righteous thing. Let us practice righteousness. Let us do that. You got what I'm saying? I'm not happy. You know, I mean, I thought this was supposed to be about salvation and it's supposed to be about grace. But it's about fame, it's about fortune. And as a result, this have hurt many of us, including you know, this new pastor out here. Who made her pastor? Boo, you out here talking about 15 minutes of inspiration, baby, while giving it up to Jamal. You chick being side chicks and all this stuff. I mean, like, y'all, you know what, y'all? They got us, honey. They got us all mixed up with drama shows and episodes and all reality show. I mean, like, really? And this came from people like T.D. Jakes, and this didn't start with Jamal Bryan. This came with remember Pastors of L.A.? Y'all remember that? Pastors of L.A. and all of that stuff like that? You know, all these people coming out and just being creative and y'all, it just, baby, it just needs to stop. And Jamal Bryan just really needs to just chill out and sit down. I just think that he needs to stop preaching. He needs to stop preaching. Because I said, God, now, is he really like one of your kids? Because God don't talk about preacher. He said, I give some to be, you know, pastors and things like that. He's known to be a preacher, motivational speaker. Baby, all these converts, all these different names. I mean, like, just somebody that's close to him, his wife. His wife is still his wife. I mean, what was he trying? That daddy done put his kids in something, y'all. Now I'm hearing they done put his kids in it. I'm hearing he done came out, honey, and baby, he threatening Monique. And oh, I mean, like, Jamal really know how to make headlines. That's all he's doing, making headlines. But after the headlines, what do you have to show for? After ruining your name, what do you have to show for? You have nothing. You have nothing. So just sit your down. That's what I think. I don't know. Y'all comment below and y'all tell me what y'all think, honey. I'm trying to figure out my own stuff. I'm trying to get my own stuff together, honey. Are you coming out here turning necks, turning heads? We ain't got time to look at you, boo. We trying to look unto Christ, baby. I will help, boo. We trying to look unto Christ. I will help, baby. Nobody got time for no Jamal Bryan drama. And baby, he done got mixed in with the secular world and talking about he gonna pull up at somebody's house and told Monique, talking about he got, baby, he got her, she got his number, but he got her address, and he came from Baltimore, and Baltimore, baby, I hope y'all ain't clean, dude. You know what, see, Jamal Bryan is all about mouth. That's what I'm seeing. He is all about mouth. Y'all remember them boys, boo, in Baltimore, boo, them gang bangers, and baby, they, boo, he wasn't talking to them about that. Oh, y'all see me chewing that gum. Y'all see me chewing. Y'all friend. Who remember me, y'all, with the gum, y'all? Who remember the gum? I know it's not ladylike, but I use gum to, you know, I use gum for certain occasions, like if I'm very, very tired or something like that and I'm sleepy, I'll use it to kind of wake me up. I use it for that, but I mean, like, when is it going to end? Just sit down. The people in the high place need to sit him back down. And then I just think the body of Christ need to stop paying his any attention. But heck on my bus, y'all. Heck on my bus. Heck on my bus, y'all.